Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Well, speaking of holders and kickers and long snappers, we have J.P. Morrell from the New Orleans City Council.
Where does he fit in there?
It does a little bit of everything. In red tennis shoes, though, I might add. J.P., welcome to the show.
Thanks. I appreciate being with y'all today.
So what role are you playing today? Long snapper, holder, kicker?
Honestly, I feel like the last week I've been an inside linebacker.
We'll talk about that in a moment. But you guys are issuing a city proclamation proclaiming tomorrow, February 5th, 2025, as Terry Bradshaw Day. Tell us about it.
So February 5th is the anniversary 50 years ago of when New Orleans hosted Super Bowl 11, where was the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Minnesota Vikings. And that was Terry's first Super Bowl when he won it. And obviously, as you know, Terry Bradshaw's from Louisiana. His whole career started in Louisiana. He's the host of the number one pregame show in America. And a little known fact, Newell, we have the exact same birth date, and we were in the same college fraternity.
Oh, really?
Not at the same time.
Well, we're 30 years apart. There's a little 30-year delay between us, but same exact birthday.
Well, if I see Terry Bradshaw wearing red tennis shoes, I know it's all over. Now, there's going to be a ceremony. Tell us about that, JP.
So we are having the ceremony with the Lieutenant Governor at Tulane Yeoman Stadium. We've got a lot of different groups participating in it, but really it's to try and highlight, as you know, so many NFL athletes are products of Louisiana, not just New Orleans, but the entire state as a whole. And we're really celebrating Terry as one of the first people to really start that entire, homegrown effort to produce as many NFL players as possible.
And that will take place tomorrow at Yeoman Stadium?
Tomorrow, Yeoman Stadium, I believe it is at 10 a.m.
And it's open to the public?
I do not know, actually.
Okay.
The Chiefs are practicing there, so that's a good question, because we don't know in terms of their practice schedule and security and all that. We'll find out and let you know.
I would assume not, especially considering it's a tight 30 minutes. But I do know that the proclamation and the ceremony, there'll be portions of it that'll be shown during the Super Bowl.
Oh, awesome! That's quite
during,
the
during
honor.
The broadcast on television.
Well, I mean, I certainly think people are more interested in seeing Terry and what weird joke he's going to make, like Yogi Berra, while he's receiving his award, versus who's presenting it. I mean, he's kind of renowned for making the off-color joke during the pregame show. So we'll see.
Yeah. No doubt. Been an interesting week for you guys. I know there's a little bit of a tug of war going back and forth relative to an agreement that y'all reached with the Orleans Parish School Board. Tell us about where we stand at the present time.
Well, it's like I said yesterday at the press conference, the school board, the council, we're all acting in good faith with the administration. As you know, the school board had a miscalculation regarding their budget, about $36 million. The city has exposure of about $150 million for illegally tacking on an administrative fee to millage dollars. It was a massive piece of litigation that started in 2019. And Councilman DeRusso had the idea of, well, listen, let's do this. Let's go settle this massive lawsuit at a deal with the school board where we can both walk away with the haircut. You resolve your short-term crisis. We commit to an investment, a short-term crisis with a $20 million cash settlement, and we'll continue our commitment to a variety of programs you guys care about for a 10-year period. And in exchange for that, we'll end the lawsuit. Everybody agrees to it. Gilbert Montagna, who's the CAO of the city of New Orleans, showed up to the press conference in November announcing the deal. And you fast forward to now, the mayor is now pretending like she didn't know there was a deal or that even existed, despite the fact the CAO was at the press conference. And as you know, Newell, it was extensively covered by the media that we had negotiated the settlement. So now she's playing like this was new to her. She never saw it. And as I said in the press conference yesterday, you get to a point, Newell, where when someone makes that kind of argument that the second in command of the city of New Orleans, who settles deals all the time, didn't tell the mayor about this deal that was widely reported. If you take it at face value that she's just Mr. Magoo wandering around in a circle, either she's incompetent or stupid. Sorry, incompetent or lying.
Right.
Apologize. Which do you think it is?
I think she's lying. I don't think she's incompetent. I think she's lying.
Well, what does that do moving forward? How many more months does she have in her administration?
We're under 350 days.
January of next year, so I mean, pretty much a year.
So, what does that do for this remainder as it relates to the credibility? I mean, you know, how does anybody else believe that what's said and what's agreed to is actually going to be executed?
Well, I mean, the challenge you have is we already have a reputation as a city of not paying our bills. We know that, in that we are paying premiums just to get contracted to do work. We have so many different groups that are on the judgment list because they do work for the city and then they get stiffed. It adds to the ongoing challenge of if your handshake and your word are not your word, people just don't take you seriously. This is a pretty big deal, Newell, because as you know, if this settlement is not followed through, we're looking at the schools across our city having to eliminate after school program, support services, summer school, and potentially not being able to sign up teachers for next year. And as you know, Newell, because the whole state has a crisis, teachers eventually get fed up and just say, I'm moving. At some point, you can't just have situations where every year they have to wait till the last minute to get re-signed for the next year, and they'll move to St. Tammany, a different parish, or they'll leave the state. And so this uncertainty that reneging on this deal kind of causes, it has long-term effects to the security of our school system and what our kids have available to them.
Do you anticipate litigation maybe based on the legal theory of detrimental reliance? I mean, obviously they're moving forward, and you know, now they find themselves having to take remedial actions that are contrary to the best interests of their legal position.
Well, I think there certainly will be some legal action by the school board to enforce the deal or use a detrimental reliance claim. Additionally, I would imagine, Newell, that whatever claim the school board moves forward with, the council's going to probably join them on their side of the lawsuit. Because there was a deal, there's plenty of evidence that a deal was struck. And what's really disheartening is that the effort to try and force the school board to take the cash but still collect the illegal administrative fee, you really are looking at a situation where an administration acting in bad faith made them detrimentally rely upon the deal, made them think there was a deal, and then by rug pulling them at the last minute is trying to make an even worse deal, knowing that they're desperate for the cash to avoid kids being impacted.
Every time I think I can't make sense of something, something else comes along.
you can only shake your head so much and so many times.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, the council, we have a special meeting on February 11th, next Tuesday. We're going to take up this with a variety of other issues. I know we don't have a lot of time, but as you know, Newell, we also received a letter from the mayor through the CAO and CFO saying suddenly we went from having a surplus next year that now we're in a budget crisis, and that if we spend any money on things with the school board judgment, the city's finances will come unglued. And I know Councilman DeRusso has been on your show, Newell, but we're going to get to the bottom of how we went from a surplus to a deficit, because I don't know how the heck that makes sense with math. And if we are truly going to take them at their word that we are really in a budget crisis, then we have to really reconsider how we're spending money on frivolous things. Like, if we're a city that truly is concerned that things at the state or federal level will negatively impact our bottom line, why are we still doing meaningless travel across the country? Why are we having people eat out on city credit cards? We need to lock it all down and look at our finances and see what we actually can afford if this crisis that they say exists, exists.
JP, you just went through the budget process. The mayor just submitted her budget to you weeks ago. You held hearings with every department at every level. Was there any conversation about a budget crisis then versus now with this claim that we're in a budget crisis so we can't honor this deal with the school board?
You're 100% correct. And not just that, every expenditure we've done thus far has been based on that budget. So, and I'll add to that insult to injury. Because we were being conservative, when we were estimating the revenue for 2025 and we were doing the budget, we specifically did not include revenue from Taylor Swift or the Super Bowl. So honestly, what's really surprising is we should be operating beyond our rainy day fund into a legitimate surplus because, as you know, Taylor Swift and Super Bowl are known factors to be budget multipliers. So not only the fact that they're saying that we're short on cash, we got to rethink things. Well, what happened to the Taylor Swift money? Are you saying we're not going to make money from the Super Bowl? I mean, in this letter we got, Millie talked about how we're putting out all these costs for the Super Bowl. Well, it's a Sierra One event. We're being reimbursed for all of that. So as far as these costs, it really seemed like an effort to try and scare the council into not taking action and to not spending money while allowing the mayor to spend money unchecked. And the reality is that makes no sense. If we are in a budget crisis, Newell, then what we need to do is we need to stop spending everything, go look at the checkbook, look at what the balance is, and act accordingly. And the council's in a position where when we go in next Tuesday, we're going to do just that. We're going to say, you know what? We're going to take you guys at your word. We're going to freeze all necessary spending. That's not public safety. That's not departments like code enforcement that are essential. We're going to stop everything, and we're going to make you show up and bring us the checkbook and see what's actually going on.
Yeah, that's a dangerous strategy, a dangerous proposition. The one thing about math, you've heard me say this before, it does not have emotion. You know, it is what it is, and it's easily to go back and recreate expenditure patterns and piece it together. So, I mean, you know, it's before I'd go down that path and try and scare tactics, I would think a bit more logically and realistically before I opened my mouth, period.
You would.
Yeah. I mean, I just.
Yeah. I mean, it's new. It goes down. It's a pure credibility issue. I mean, and what's really been disappointing in particular has been CAO Montano, who was in these meetings negotiating in good faith, and now that the mayor's claiming that this was all done behind her back, he's been completely silent. And that's been really disappointing because you can't have it both ways. At this point, Newell, either he lied to us or she's lying to us, because you can't have it both ways. Because he represents us, and I mean, if you look in the Lens article, not the Lens article, the Verite article, in the press conference, he mentions repeatedly that he's there representing the mayor, who's aware of the deal. So right. Either he lied to us and lied to the school board, or the mayor's lying now. Either way, it's bad news for Mr. Montagna.
JP, I was having this conversation earlier with some folks. I anticipate there's going to be a number of departures from this administration over the coming months. A lot of folks are going to have a lack of desire,
particularly staying, as the end gets closer,
staying on this ship to the bitter end. Are y'all ready for that?
I mean, we're ready for it insofar as, remember, Newell, anyone that departs now, their replacement has to go through confirmation. So we are more than ready to see what happens in this process of the next couple of months. Honestly, what I'm very surprised about is that usually people who are top-tier candidates, Newell, don't last this long. Right. As you know, with any administration, people who are highly sought after or who are going to tend to go on to the private or other governmental sectors, they've already probably left. So I don't know who's going to leave in the next couple of months. I don't know who will leave either voluntarily or involuntarily, but the council is committed to making sure government still functions.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. And I think y'all, I asked the question because I think y'all are playing a much broader role than you ever anticipated playing as the legislative branch of government. And thankfully, y'all, you know, the body has been willing and able to step up in many respects. To instill that sense of confidence and credibility in government. A lot of people, you know, not necessarily sure about making investments here, and that's a dangerous landscape.
Well, I mean, it certainly sets the next mayor on very unsure ground and footing, because the goal is you kind of want, as the incoming mayor, to have some runway of successes to build upon, and that's certainly what Mayor Cantrell received from Mayor Landrieu, in that there were unfinished projects, but the projects were largely lined up to be done under her watch. For example, the airport was a great gift as far as a political gift Mayor Landrieu gave to Mayor Cantrell, because the airport opened under Mayor Cantrell, but the bulk of the work was done under Mayor Landrieu. You don't see any mayor receiving something like that from this mayor. There's no right. massive, successful project. I mean, the thing closest to it would have been City Hall being further along, but this mayor wasted the first year and a half trying to build City Hall at Congo Square when pretty much every single organization or group in the city of New Orleans was opposed to it. And the only reason why that stopped Newell is because the city rezoned the property so she couldn't do it. So eventually she gave up on it, but had that been something that she had worked collaboratively with people on, we would probably have already broken ground on a new City Hall, and it might have been done midway through the next mayor's two terms or one term or whatever. But well, that's not going to happen now.
We were just notified on by text that there's a line out already on the fact of whether she was lying or not, and odds on favorite, she was lying.
Incompetent or lying. Those are the choices, right?
That's the choices.
Or was it stupid or incompetent or lying? Anyway, talking with PJ Morrell. We're going to take a break. When we get back, I'm going to ask him if he's
JP.
Too much going on here.
He's got coffee on the brain. It's okay.
Yeah. It's too much going on here in the media center. You wouldn't believe all the people walking by us. All right, we'll be back with JP coming up after this. I'm going to ask him, is he sure he doesn't want to run for mayor? After this on WWF.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cohen and Newell Norman live from the Super Bowl host committee here on Media Row. And Newell, I looked it up. The Terry Bradshaw Day celebration tomorrow at Tulane is open to individuals, but you have to RSVP. If you go to Tulane LBC on Instagram, that's the Lavin Burnick Center's Instagram page. They have the information how you can RSVP to attend the Terry Bradshaw Day activity on the Berger family lawn tomorrow at Tulane University at 10 a.m. And we're back. Newell, let's pick up where we left off with J.P. Morrell.
Visiting with J.P. Morrell, I think you wanted to ask him.
Yeah, and the texters are asking as well, J.P. I know you've said you're not running for mayor, but a lot of people are texting us asking, are you sure?
I'm 100% sure. Noel knows my youngest kid is, you can't be a good parent and be a good mayor. It's mutually exclusive, especially when the city needs so much of your time and your effort. And like, I got a lot of work left to do on the council. I'm running for re-election of the city council, but, and I will be very involved with the next mayor like I was with this one insofar. I think the council as a legislative branch needs to constantly be a check on a mayor.
There's your answer, folks. Someone said 4 years, 8 years. Well, we'll worry about that in a few years.
They would say that's a better bet than secretariat that he's not running.
Yeah, it sounds like he's not running.
Well, JP, thank you so much for joining us. I know there's a lot going on. We appreciate all that you guys have done. Actually, the city has really done a great job, I think, thus far in hosting this Super Bowl event. I've been out and about in the city. I was walking around last night, went to the event, saw more police, just really organized, everybody willing to help, a lot of happy faces. It just feels right, you know?
Yeah, I agree. We got a lot of practice with Taylor Swift, and we are the best city to host Super Bowls, and we're going to show the world yet again. This is where you want your Super Bowls, not anywhere else.
No. J.P. Morrell with us here on WWL. We got to get to another break, and then we'll come back and find out what Scoot's got coming up here from Media Row as we are hosting the record-tying 11th New Orleans Super Bowl here on WWL.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, it's three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth of the Sink of Truth podcast. The playoffs are here, and that means the race to the big game is on. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I as we follow along this NFL postseason, breaking down the matchups each week and see who will shine when the lights are brightest. You know I speak nothing but the Sink of Truth. Follow and listen to Sink of Truth on free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.